Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi everyone, it's Sharon,
it's Tammy,
and it's Beatrice, and welcome back to another episode of the Uncut Podcast.
Woo!
Energy is high today.
Y'all barely. Been dragging up. Oh yeah, barely.
Barely.
Legally blind.
If y'all see my lace lifting, just keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing, child. Listen, switch the audio if it's bothering you.
It's not really that bad.
Child.
Or just switch the tab, you know, on your laptop.
Literally.
Just skip, man. Boy.
But anyway, guys, hope you guys are still enjoying and rocking with the new podcast format, podcast name, Uncut Podcast. Make sure you guys stop using BTS. I still see you guys in the comments saying, oh, yeah, I'm still going to use BTS. That is you.
I can't lie, that's me as well.
Nah, that's sometimes shine, but that's wrong.
It's wrong.
Let's get on the bandwagon. This is the Uncut Podcast. You already know.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, as always, we're going to do the usual shout outs. Make sure you guys follow us on our socials. That's the Uncut Podcast on all platforms. We are active. We are producing that good content. So trust me, that follow is going to be worth it. And also for people that don't know, we aren't just releasing episodes on the Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them what we're doing.
We're also releasing episodes on Wednesday on Patreon.
Woo!
Shout out to Patreon.
Pay my bills.
Amen. Guys, we are actually having so much fun on Patreon.
Yeah.
You lot are missing out if you're not already subscribed.
Yes.
We're having talks in the lounge.
Yeah.
Also dropping content every Wednesday.
Yes.
Obviously, as you know, dilemmas that come from Patreon are prioritized.
Mm.
Our Patreon subscribers are also dictating and telling us what they want to hear.
Yeah,
so
man.
We are tailoring our episodes on Patreon.
So
the
y'all just
subscribers.
I was gonna say y'all just dropping comments in the you know what I mean. People say, oh yeah, why don't you guys switch up? We can see it. We can acknowledge it. But I'ma prioritize the Patreon people first.
That's how we're going, guys. Just a measly,
$3.99.
Yes,
please.
For real,
it's
man.
Not much.
It's not much
in this
at
economy.
All.
What can that get you?
Honestly, even
last
my Starbucks
week we said it was sausage roll.
Even my Starbucks order is even more than that.
Yes,
oh God.
Even if you don't even want to add caramel sauce, so it's still more than that.
I can't lie. Sorry. On that topic, yeah, you know, sweet chili dips at McDonald's are 50p.
I thought it was 10.
Damn. It's not been 10p since like I was 5.
Damn.
It's 50p.
Damn.
And the other day, yeah, I got a McDonald's and the guy forgot to put it in the bag.
Why? Because you know before when they forget about the sauces, it doesn't really hit as much because it's free.
Yeah.
But when you pay for it and then you forget it, it's like,
what?
Yeah, no. They're mocking that one. Absolutely mocking that one. But yeah, make sure you guys hop on the Patreon bandwagon. That's the Uncut Podcast on Patreon, but our thing is called Backstage. So it's Backstage of the Uncut Podcast. Come and join us for that good content, good vibes.
Yes.
And also, If you aren't aware, we've obviously announced this everywhere. You should know this by now. We're obviously having our first live show in London in the Islington Assembly Hall on Tuesday, the 21st of May. And doors open at 7 p.m. The people on Patreon got that good early access. You know what I mean? So they were able to secure... They took that one out. They took a whole bunch out.
Woo! So,
they took a whole bunch of tickets out.
I'm talking about the sound. What did they do?
That goo goo.
Hey, drink goo goo. Some water, man.
You're damn right.
I can't lie. That can be taken out of concert.
Hey, that goo goo.
Anyway, that's for Patreon.
Okay, no,
that's
facts.
For Patreon.
No, facts. But yeah, they were able to get their early access. So guys, for all the future events, if you guys want to make sure you get that early access, make sure you jump on Patreon. But the tickets are still active, still out. They're going quick though. Ah, our management are sending us messages. Ah, it's going. Next ticket has flown. So please make sure you guys come down, get your tickets. Don't wait till last minute. Because don't come and beg me for entry. This one is beyond my paycheck or my control.
Honestly. And don't be thinking, oh, because it's in a couple of weeks away, we still have time to get the black people.
Yeah.
Let's change our, you know, our tone. Yeah. For 2024, actually get things on time and have ease. Do you remember when it's time for when people are buying Asake tickets, Davido tickets, 1 week to the thing?
Everyone's shot.
Does anybody have?
Don't let those bots on Twitter on X fool you for ticket tool.
Please, that's how we hear his story.
Exactly.
It's above me, chat. But yeah, we're hoping to see you guys there. We're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good night.
It's coming together
and it's going to be juicy. Ooh, so yeah, make sure you guys grab your tickets. And yeah, we can't wait to see you all there.
Yes. And also, guys, please keep leaving your ratings and your reviews on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and just wherever you listen. Wherever there's an opportunity to leave a rating or review, just leave it, share.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate it. And also, if you're listening to this episode on Spotify, there will be a poll for you to answer. Please make sure you answer the poll so that we know what you guys are thinking.
Yes. Okay, guys. So, as you guys know, for the episodes, we like to like start with something that we have put out on our Instagram stories, and that is called Don't Get Me Started. So, I put out a question this week. Obviously, like, we've started to put out questions now, and the responses have been heavy. But this one was more of like a story time. Do you know what I mean? Like, tell us about a story. Do you know what I mean? So, I was really enjoying like reading through the examples that people were sharing and stuff, because the people are going into detail. People like sending us DMs, because you know Instagram stories, it limits you on the characters you can send over. So people were sending us stories. So I'm going to read out the question that we asked this week. And that was basically, tell us about a time where you sent a text message to the wrong person. Hey, some of you, before I startle, I want you to take the time to look at your phone contacts and make sure you know when you say mommy, this is your mommy, that's your blood, and not the other mommy.
Oh my days.
When we say daddy, we're talking about the dad that born you. Not your zaddy. Not your papi.
Not your papi.
But basically, that is
your habiti.
Guys.
Habiti.
Girl. But that was basically the theme of all the messages that came through. So let me read you guys some of them. Some of them were just funny. Some of them were like, oh my God, you could never catch me.
Really? Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so long.
No, honestly, there's so many long ones. Wow. It's crazy. Okay. So this one's light. This one's cool. But basically, this person said, there was a time where my auntie was staying around my house and she wanted to pack all the food that was in the fridge and take it home. And this person said, this was red flag number one.
No, you're giving your auntie red flags.
Then basically, after a couple of days, the person started to notice that things were going missing around the house. And basically, what had happened was, she, you know when you're writing a long message, she wrote it out on notes and started typing all the things that was going wrong in the house. And she wanted to send it to her mum. But she accidentally sent it to her auntie.
Sorry. She said that was the last time they've seen that auntie in their house.
She don't come around here no more. She don't come around here no more.
Maybe it was a good thing that she sent her the message.
To be honest, God can work in mysterious ways. Yeah.
Literally.
Aunties that will come to your house and then they'll just be packing everything.
Yeah. No, honestly. Ask for Chinese container. Have you got Chinese container with the lid?
With the lid.
The correct lid.
Makeshift.
Yeah, legit. Where it's like, it can almost close. But not really.
Only two corners.
When I tell you, when I get those two corners, I don't even bother with the rest, man. When I
say it's secure.
Yeah, man, it's secure. And if anybody if anybody else in my household goes to get that container and they mess up, it's not your own. I knew what I did with that container. Yeah. So if you mess it
up, I can't lie. Yeah, 100%. There was one birthday. Yeah. So obviously, you know, with my birthdays and stuff, or maybe it was like a different occasion. I can't remember, but you know, we always get caterers to like make the food and stuff.
Well, maybe it was your graduation.
Yeah, I think it was actually. Auntie. She brought containers from home, first of all. Yeah. And you know those containers, it's not Chinese. It's the one that you buy Costco, like, not the ice cream, not ice cream.
The Pyrex.
Not even just, and it's like this. No, do you know what
I'm talking about? Like, wait, is it plastic?
Yeah, it's still plastic, but it's not.
You know the Pyrex.
Not the
Pyrex.
Not the glass.
You know that's
the glass ones. Yeah. No, not that type. It was plastic, but it was like, I don't know how to describe it.
Black.
It wasn't black, but like it's like this. Yeah, do you get what I mean?
Bigger than the normal Chinese container.
Much bigger. In fact, that's actually probably one of the containers that the caterer will even give you the food
you
in.
Yes.
You know when they give you fish? You know fish?
Yeah.
Fish
the red. Yeah. The one that is not too plenty.
Not too empty.
Garnished fish.
With pepper.
And it's more pepper than fish. Anyway, this auntie, I think she bought like three.
That's taking the piss.
Nah, like, as in, and you know when you you get a caterer to make your food, you're also counting for the fact that you're going to eat this food again. Like,
of
after
course.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Oh, my mom don't play no games, by the way. Before the food is even gone out,
she's already packed it. Smart. Anyway.
That food for the week is already in the fridge.
Bro. And even some in the freezer.
Bro. I understand.
Where? Can't lie.
Be hiding plantain in the oven, fam.
The next time we had an event and she came.
Yeah.
Tell me why my mom,
the first thing she said to her.
She didn't say anything. She went to go and hide the rice in her room.
Please, for the love of God. Look at what some of you aunties are making us do.
I was like, not a cooler. Those rice
in the room. Think about the temperature of the room as well. You know, you just like,
Risking it all.
Look at what you're making us do in our own house.
Honestly, can't even feel safe and secure.
Actually, I'm even deep in that. She didn't, it wasn't even her container. I think it was even our container.
You know when they go and take your own and they use it.
But the thing is, most of the time, when you host, you already know that, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Some people say, of course, you account for that.
But it's the audacity of you to bringing
that you're basically taking your own week supply.
No, I'm mad. She said, I'm not cooking tomorrow.
That's crazy.
Her whole family.
You know when you've done more than three scoops, you know you've taken too much.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway,
for sure.
It's like crazy. A one and a half thing.
Yeah, man, exactly. We've got loads to go, so let me read through a couple
more. Okay, go on.
A babe left her lingerie at mine on purpose.
Ooh, wait, how does he know?
Then I took a snap of it, intending to send it to the girl with a cheeky message. I mistakenly sent it to another girl I was seeing.
Yeah.
I had to call my friend into the room, take a snap of him, and caption it, "Stop messing with my damn phone." Was back in uni, Sha. I promise I'm a changed man now.
I know exactly who that is.
Please.
I know exactly who that is.
Stop messing with my phone.
So wait, you took a picture of his friend.
I wonder if he told his boy what had happened or if he just used him wrong.
That is a random picture of
literally.
Stop messing with my phone.
No, honestly, too funny. Cool. Another one that's a bit haha.
I once sent an oh-so-flagrant rough play message to my colleague.
Colleague!
But it was actually intended for a girl that went to my uni that I was seeing at the time. However, it turned out my colleague was feeling me. reply.
Hey,
we should actualize and not just fantasize.
Anyway, the end of that sentence.
Okay. Next day at work, she made it known that she wanted to, you know. But I had to politely decline as I'm one, a loyal black man. And secondly, I got to stay true to myself. But yeah, that was basically what it said.
That one,
so I'm funny. Screaming.
Made me oh my God.
Fantasize. Boy, oh boy. Cool. There were a couple more, which this one I found funny because the person said, I posted this thing twice. And the person said, I first of all saw the first story, but then skipped it because I've never been in that position.
Mm.
The person said, tell me why 2 hours later.
No, 2 hours later.
I mistakenly shared someone else's IG story to 10 people.
Eh?
And it was basically one of us, like a sexual video.
Ten people. How does that even?
She says to ten people. First of all. You know when you want to send when you want to share something, but maybe they clicked. You know when it accidentally
How
clicks.
How are you clicking?
I don't know. No,
but my thing is, first of all, let's even dissect this thing. What? Put yourself in sexual on a story.
But you know, we've seen a reel and you want to share it with someone.
A reel or a story?
Oh, it was an IG story. Maybe he wants to share the story to someone, but I'm going to look at this story. It's mad.
What did you think was happening?
I was just thinking that she wanted to send it to someone and be like, that's going to be us later tonight.
No, 10 people. And she said that one of them was actually the person that I've been talking to for a month. The person said, I feel so cheap.
I feel so worthless.
Honestly. Okay, cool. There were a couple more, but I'm just trying and select the best ones. So one of them was, this one's from people we know.
Oh, God.
Basically, my driving instructor sent me a sext meant for her lover, but she was cheating on her husband and sent it to me a couple of hours before my driving lesson. Awkward.
You know them ones you drive with both your hands on the steering.
You can't even make a mistake so that she doesn't have to tell you that you've made the mistake. Every turn you're doing it correctly. Correct.
I'm telling you. Well, that's why I said, Boy, oh boy.
Chandela Bosch.
Have you guys ever done anything like that?
What, sent like a message to the wrong person?
No.
No, I haven't. But people have done that with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, like when someone wants to share your story, but then sends it to
you.
Yeah.
I said the last week on Patreon, I said that someone was meant to send.
Yeah.
Rookie. Actually,
never mind. Well, no, go on.
No, it's because it's not about me. I don't think it's that deep though.
Yeah.
But basically, there was this one time I was on FaceTime to someone.
Yeah.
And the person was like watching a story and was like, get married again. Accidentally sent this story to the babe instead of the friend that they wanted to send it to.
Stop.
I said, you better quickly reply and say, God is good. Or congratulations. You have to follow it up with something. Do you know what I mean?
That's a good one. That's a good save.
That's a good save.
When you do, you're like, God is so good.
Boy.
How faithful he is.
Boy.
What?
Boy, he is risen.
Boy, oh boy. Okay, cool. There was another one. So this one was just a funny one. I was like, I can't imagine doing this. Basically, my sister was seeing this guy who she went to school with. And she met the guy. Sorry, I thought it was clear. She met a guy. That's why I...
Error. Maybe she's saying you the wrong thing.
Honestly. No, this one's not making... It's not making sense. Let me skip this one. I thought it was making sense, but it's not making sense. Cool, anyway, this person sent this one.
Yeah.
I asked my Nigerian mom if I could hang out with my friend. And she said only from 10 to 2 a.m. I was annoyed because we were meant to be hanging out until the early hours of the following morning. So I sent a screenshot of the message and wanted to send it to my friend
saying she's such a B-I-T-C-H. Ah! But instead of sending it to her, I sent it to my mom. R.I.P.
What kind of error is that? B-I-T-C-H.
Hey!
I would have known to sleep in.
No, are you honestly. Joking? Hey!
Who are you calling a B-I-T-C-H?
Who are you calling a B-I-T-C-H?
No.
Okay, and then last one, guys. So this person said, I wanted to send a message to my ex-boyfriend telling him how much I missed him. Mm. And I said his name. I miss you, ex.
Mm.
But I ended up sending it to my boyfriend. And guys, thank you so much for joining us on Don't Get Me Started. Listen, Omar, like I said, make sure when you want to send a message, you check twice. So please, for the love of God, some of these things can be... I only touched the surface, but you have to save some more for Patreon because, chow, too funny.
That is crazy.
For real. But yeah, guys.
Cool. So how was your guys' week?
My week has been... really busy. I mean, I feel like I say that all the time,
mm-hmm.
but like, I don't know what it is about this week. Like, I've just been like really tired as well.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I woke up on Wednesday and I was like, thank God, Thursday.
You know that,
and then like, I literally didn't realize it was Wednesday until I got into the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, nah, tell me it ain't so. Tell me it ain't so. But I'm trying to think, what else did I do? Did we do anything together on the weekend?
No. No, I don't think we did.
Did we not?
No.
Okay, well,
We went to the first birthday.
But we saw each other yesterday.
Where did we see each other?
We went to dinner.
Oh! Y'all be looking real different with these wigs, Chair.
No, honestly, what the hell? Because I remember saying, see you tomorrow. And I'm like, when did we realize we went to dinner with our friend.
Yeah. That's actually so... Oh, if you guys have actually been listening to us for a while, we went to dinner with Caduce.
Caduce is the guy that connects us in Nigeria, you know what I mean?
Ceremonies.
Yeah, man. Facts. Oh, my days. Facts. But yeah, and then we also went to the first birthday party.
Yeah, that was good as well.
So cute.
It's just so crazy seeing people that you know, like, actually, like, have kids and actually making the age of one. Like,
it's crazy. It's so strange how, like, we all will go through, like, the same amount of education, like, grow up at the same stage. And then after a while, everyone just disperses and does their own thing.
Different things.
Exactly. Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. Like, you all be, you know... at the same level.
Once you go to uni.
From there, they start diverging.
Everyone's
at different stages.
Yeah, it's crazy. But that was my week. What about you guys?
Pretty similar week. I feel like this week went quite slowly, to be honest.
Mm.
Like I said, when it got to Wednesday, I was like,
Only Wednesday.
Hey, good.
Yeah.
Just had like a really good week. And I actually wanted to talk about my favorite podcast, except aside from this one.
Okay.
I'm crying.
I said what I said, yeah. Because, guys, if you've been listening to me, well, to us from back when.
It wasn't even like back when. So you charged me.
I think it's going to be something different.
I'm saying you know that I don't listen to podcasts.
Got you.
So the fact that this one has got me.
Yeah.
What she said.
Fam. Jola and FK. FK was talking about one experience that she had in Nigeria with an Uber driver.
Oh.
And it just took me back to, like, simple. You know when you get in an Uber in the UK, you just go... But when you get into it, there's always something.
100%.
So she said that basically she was in an Uber. I don't know where she was going, but she was in an
Uber.
I'm
even scared.
And then... they were driving and then someone hit the Uber's car.
Of course they did.
Why is this always like us? Everyone has a story with someone hitting
someone. Yeah, 100%.
So cool. The Uber driver.
Mm.
And like, I think the driver's come out of the car, like a bit of commotion's going on.
Mm.
And then the guy is like, oh, like you, like, what are you saying? You're gonna, I'll slap you, all this stuff. I think FK's now come out of the car, you know?
Like, what's going on?
Like, what's going on? Because obviously it's a hold up. And you know, in Nigeria, people now start to gather around.
All of a sudden, no one, everyone has nowhere to go.
The guy is now saying, no, I'll slap you. What are you talking about? I'm not giving you any money. It's your fault, blah, blah, blah. The Uber driver said, okay, hold on. Uber driver makes one call now. He's now calling whatever, saying, oh, okay. Okay, no worry. Okay, yes, yeah. This, tell him, the person on the phone, what has happened. And FK said, within how many minutes? About 15 men.
Our boy.
As in, apparently these people live in the Uber driver's compound. As in, they all share. So they all now came and said, what happened? You said that you wanted to slap.
Do it now.
And then you know the people that were gathering, they'll say, yes, then he said that.
You know, Nigerians are so bad.
I was like, what do you people know? You don't know anything. Like, the guy that was saying that he wanted to slap the Uber driver, he's now telling the people that are around, saying what do you guys know? Do you know have things to do?
Of course.
They now said that, you said you want to slap him. Oh, yeah, slap. Like, what's going on? Yeah, no, you must pay money for this, for this thing. I think the guy now said that, oh, he lives in one road. And then I think FK said, me too, I live close to that. So they now all went to that man's compound and was now waiting for money. He now said, oh, I don't have money. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, he went to the guy's house. Yes, waiting for him to get money.
To get the money.
No, hold on. Didn't FK have somewhere to be?
Honestly.
When there's this, do you not follow this? They went to the guy's compound and now, so, like, what's up? Like, you said, where's the money? Like, they're now leaning on the guy's car. You know how they're now leaning on the guy's car. So he said that there's. He now said, oh, I don't have the money. I said, hey, that's fine. Let our person drive this car. Drive this your car.
Swap scenes.
You'll be swapping cars.
Swap scenes.
But then the story ended there. Like, we don't know what the end of the story is because they called FK another Uber to go somewhere.
I just found that story
hilarious. I saw a tweet today, kind of similar to that a little bit. And this girl was basically saying, like, Nigeria does not make sense. Like, how am I driving? You've hit me. I've now come out of the car to confront you and now saying, fine girl, give me your number.
Sorry, what? People are crazy.
Give me my money.
No, people are crazy.
No, that's so jokes. Yeah. That is hilarious.
But bitch, what about your week?
I have nothing to add. I can't lie. My week's just been weekend, fam.
Same old?
Yeah, same old, man. But it's well. That's funny, though.
That podcast, I have to shout, like, Jolla and FK, man. What?
They are so funny.
And the thing is, I messaged Jolla. I was like, this episode is so funny. And then she was like, oh, I'm so glad that you like the podcast. And I was basically telling her, do you know the reason why I like it? Because we're all young people, but you guys give me the perspective of how it would be if I was a young person
living in Nigeria. Yeah.
Because we're all like to like. So you know, we got pod like, you know, so they give you the perspective of how it is, like, even the episodes that they had about the elections and stuff like that that I listened to, it just gives you an insight. Like, they went into detail about that day that they went to go and vote, you know, for now that Tinubu's president.
Yeah.
But they gave a detailed of how their experience was at the polling station.
I can imagine it being mad.
As much as it was funny, it was just like,
This is Nigeria.
So that's why I said, this is why I love it, because if I was there, this is the type of stuff I'd be going through.
Like, I don't even know what to call this, like, but like, random question, do you think Nigeria would be as enjoyable if it was just all orderly and peace?
Shall, let's not even open up that kind of worms. Let's not even open up that kind of worms.
I don't mean peace in terms of, like, the bad stuff that happens. What I mean is, like, just orderly. Like, you know how British people are? Hiya, good morning, you all right? Yeah, you want your coffee? Got your coffee. But you know, with Nigerians, to even get coffee now, what do you want? Yeah, take it too long. Oh, yeah, more than my job. Do you know what I mean? That's funny to me. Like, with Nigerians.
Like, there's always something with, you can never get something smoothly. It's always something, but it just makes the experience, like, you'll be there, you'll be frustrated, but when you look back,
you know what it's for me, it's funny because it's like that chaos, but I can come back to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that was my constant
reaction.
I see our friends, they're tired.
Yeah.
Our friends are tired.
But they also love it. Our friends have they
love it.
Comfortable lives here in this UK.
Yeah, to go back.
I hear it.
But you have to be privileged to be able to enjoy it
in that way.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, some of these stories, it's just like, you would never get them in the UK because we're not like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're
kind of
different stories in the UK.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyway, cool. Song of the week, guys. Yes. So as you guys know, we have a playlist that is available on Spotify, Apple Music. And for my people that don't like to pay money, it is available on YouTube as well. Mm-hmm. And basically every month we have a theme that we add songs to. And this month, the theme is hip hop/rap. Sorry. Yeah, hip hop/rap. So yeah, we've been adding some songs to the playlist. So now we're just going to add a couple more. Before we add ours, guys, in the comments below, wherever you are, even in Spotify, Apple Podcasts, just drop whatever hip hop/rap song you are currently listening to now. We're always interested to see what people are listening to, because sometimes, you know, it ain't even our bag. Can't lie, this ain't our bag, like fully. But yeah, definitely put us on some tracks as well. We love to hear what you guys listen to. So what are you guys going to add to the playlist this week?
I can start. Mm-hmm. So as you guys would probably know, because I said this last time, like, I really like conscious rap. I think that's what it's called. Like conscious rap. Yeah.
You're so opposite to me.
I know. But I don't know what it is.
Rap with deep and nan. I love it, man.
I don't know what it is. Like, I just feel like, I just appreciate when people, I'm like, ooh. I think maybe because I like language and English and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, so what I'm going to add, first of all.
Language in English.
Yeah, I do. I love it. Anyway. First thing I'm going to add is Premeditated Murder by J. Cole.
Premeditated what? Hey!
We got a bit of reference to Othello in there. Love it.
Oh gosh.
Hold tight, hey! J. Cole.
Nice and facts. Then the other song from by J. Cole I'm going to add.
Hey. I thought you said you something in English.
Yeah, I like it. I didn't say I can speak it. That's what I like it, Jerry.
Thank you.
The other song I'm going to add is Let Nas Down by J. Cole. Then the other song I'm going to add is, okay, you people now know this one, All Eyes On You. I like that song. We were singing it a lot in Marbella, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And then last one I'm going to add.
Why's your face like that?
You don't like that song?
I'm trying to think who's, is that Meek Mill?
Yeah, Meek Mill.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Okay. All Eyes On You.
You don't like that one either?
No, I like that one, but you know.
What?
Meek Mill.
Did I do something?
No.
Oh, okay. And then last one, Bottoms Up. Trey Songz featuring Nicki Minaj.
I don't know whether we had that one.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry, is he cancelled as well?
Ciao. I was on my way here, I'm like, who can I add that's not cancelled?
You know, damn.
I didn't even realise.
Yeah. Like he's like, he's one of them ones where you
there's too many stories, but
cancelled
not...
then not, it's like,
no, he's cancelled.
Who is he?
Yeah, he's cancelled. I think maybe you might be able to listen to your own personal, but don't be personal,
I didn't know. Please, I didn't mean to offend anybody. Sorry, I'll add three songs now.
I'm crying.
See ya.
I'm crying. So, Tammy, what are you going to add?
Yeah, so the first song I'm going to add is Akon and Eminem, Smack That.
Good one.
Then I'm going to add Rich Gang, Tap Out. And then, wait, there was another song. Oh, J-Hus, Mostack, and Mist, Fisherman.
Ooh. Oh, I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
Yes, I'm just
going to add those three. There was another one, but I'll save that for next week.
I'm crying. You know, I'm actually really struggling this week.
Do you know what it is? I think someone mentioned it in our comments as well. Like, rap is just, there's a lot. And then how do you really classify what is hip? Would you say hip hop is rap? Because I was like, Akon, Eminem, that's actually a hip hop song.
Yeah.
Even though Akon like sings.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you classify it? And then me personally, hip hop and rap of this this time that we're in 2024.
Mm. Nothing's moving. Like, music is hard to categorize these days. Yeah. It's not as clear cut as it used to be.
Whiskey said, I'm not an Afrobeat artist.
F-dash, man.
That's a disgrace.
I said,
man. Damn,
Wizkid.
Yeah, man.
No more Pac-Rumo. He said, if you're looking for Pac-Rumo, Wizkid, don't fight. You cannot find him.
God.
I said, I want the one. What song is it? Yeah, I met you before. Yeah. You like my world. Where you are.
Superstar.
24th of June.
He was working on that one.
What?
Whiskey needs to resurrect
Pac-Rumo.
I'm crying. Anyway, I'm just going to add a simple one. I'm going to add, I don't know if you've added this actually. I need to double check. But did you add Excuse Me, Miss?
No.
Excuse Me, Miss Jay-Z.
Oh,
good one.
Yeah. Beatrice said, the playlist is available on Spotify, on Apple Music. And for you people that don't like to pay, it's also on YouTube. So please make sure you are liking, adding this playlist to your song library or whatever, music library, so that you can keep up to date with all music that we're listening to. So yeah. And also, if you have any suggestions, in fact, it's only for the people on Patreon that we even be looking at what their suggestion is.
Okay. Anyway, guys, the next segment is Hot Gist. Hot Gist is basically the time where we talk about things that we've seen on social media. Typically, people like will send us stuff, or like sometimes we'll just see it when we're scrolling through the timeline. Sorry, X.
Mm.
Please see me. I never remember these things. Cool. So Tony Tone asked this question on X, and the responses were funny. Question for the girlies: has a man you've previously dated ever blocked you on social media? And if so, why? He left me a message claiming his new partner asked him to block off his past. We were cordial years after the breakup and kept it at pleasantries / birthdays. I was shocked but not pressed.
Gets like that, man. Sorry, would you make that demand?
What?
That my man blocks everyone from his past. I'm not doing that, please.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't do that, but your talent happened to be anyway.
Oh, well. Let's move on.
What do you mean?
Next question.
Okay, tune into Patreon for that story. Okay, cool. Let me ask the question again. Has a man you've previously dated ever blocked you on social media? And if so, why? Ugh, this one is so childish. Yes, because I didn't wish him a happy birthday. Sorry, what?
It's nice to be nice.
Ah,
guy.
This girl said, yes, because he said it made it easier for him to move on.
Ah.
He wanted to forget me so bad.
I gotta go my way. People are crazy.
I kept going viral and it was disturbing his peace.
Nah, I hear it.
Nah.
You don't ever get rid of me.
Oh my God. That reminds me, sorry. Have you guys seen Shayo's TikTok?
No.
Where basically she was like, some of you guys aren't really real haters.
Yes.
Because you'll be saying, oh, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
I wish you don't.
In fact, double it and pass it on to the enemy.
What does that have to do with this?
No, because you know when you're saying about your ex, like even you're going viral and they're all in your face and that, you can't get rid of this. In fact, double it
and pass it on.
Boy, that won't kill me.
Okay, cool. Has a man you've previously dated ever blocked you on social media? And if so, why? Let me see. Yes. Well, we were in a situationship chair. He blocked me the first time because he had a girl and I didn't know and told her everything. Second time, I don't know. I think they got back together and I called too late. Called too late in the day. Third time, he said I was a wicked witch and ruined his life.
Wait a minute. The thing is, it's the fact that is blocking then unblocking.
Yeah, blocking then unblocking. Like, stand on business. Like, what the hell is that? If you're going to block me with him.
Block me well, fam. Why am I always
wishy-washy?
Nah, stop it.
That's how you now just appear, reappear. You're thinking, what the heck is going on here?
Literally, what the heck is going on?
Embarrassing.
Okay, last one. Has a man you've previously dated ever blocked you on social media? And if so, why? He blocked me because he owed me a huge amount of money.
Ha!
And I kept asking.
Ha!
We did business together while I was the main financer. Error number one. When I was done with him, he blocked me for asking him for my money. Hey! Somebody replied saying, did you get the money eventually? Sis did not reply.
Stop. Oh, I'm praying for my sis, man. That's not even funny. I can pray relate. That's not even funny, man. Damn.
Has a guy ever blocked you?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I actually don't know, you know. I don't know.
I guess she wouldn't
know. I wouldn't know unless I'm looking for it. So how did you know?
When the message don't send anymore. The call is not going through.
Hey, you've reached an unknown number. Is that what it says?
Yeah, I don't know. It says that something like so funny. This person cannot be reached or something like that.
Did you get unblocked as well?
Like clockwork.
I'm crying. Have you been blocked?
No.
Are you sure?
What do you mean, am I sure? Tell me.
No, I think you have.
By who?
$3.99.
Tune into Patreon for that story as well, because even me, I want to know the heck. I don't recall.
Okay, no, fair enough. I thought maybe you might have been.
Oh, okay.
During a period.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Slow down. Okay, we'll talk about that on Patreon. Yeah,
do we have
catch
time?
Us backstage, honey.
Yeah, do we have time for
dilemma? We do.
This one is a little bit long, but I will read as quickly as I can.
Okay.
Hello, ladies. I hope you're all doing well and living your best lives. I recently discovered your podcast and have been eating these episodes up.
Ooh, lovely. Welcome.
Ha. Take a break.
Why?
Before you now get heartburn.
You're sick.
Indigestion.
Ah, please.
Panadol.
What are you talking about?
Imodium. That's Nigeria starter pack.
No, facts. Panadol and Imodium. Panadol and Imodium.
And malaria tablets. And water.
Oxygen.
I'm joking.
Carry on.
Cool. I broke up with my boyfriend.
Nigeria starter pack.
No, that is
it. Panadol and malaria tablets.
If you don't have any of those three, don't forget it.
Hepatitis B injection.
Once one of those three is a go down,
you're in trouble.
Forget it.
Once you're left with one, party over.
Party over.
I broke up with my boyfriend this week after he lied to me about paying for my birthday dinner.
All you do is lie.
Is that the dilemma that you want? That's it.
How did you know about paying for a
birthday
dinner?
I'm confused. Yeah, wait.
Cool,
for
yeah. So he lied to me about paying for my birthday dinner. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. There's more leading up to this. And my mum thinks I should have stayed with him, so I'd like your take on it. Sorry if this is long. Okay. We've been officially dating for 3 months, but before that, we'd been talking/seeing each other for 4 months before that.
Okay.
I scheduled my birthday dinner a month in advance and let him know. He assured me that he'd be there to celebrate with my friends and he'd plan something for just the two of us the weekend after. Mm-hmm. This is important later.
Okay.
About a week before the dinner, he tells me that one of his old friends was coming in to town and he'd only be at the dinner. We wouldn't be able to see each other at any other time that week as he'd want to be with his friend and he told me he'd meet me at the restaurant. This meant that I'd be going home alone after my birthday dinner. Before I could even get upset, he got defensive, so I just let it go to avoid a fight. A few days before the dinner, my friends and I decided to go to a pregame before going to the restaurant and go bar hopping after. I invited him to both and he said he'd already made plans with his friends for before and after the dinner. I knew his friend was in town for a week, so I asked if he could spend that evening with me and spend the rest of the time with his friend. He said no. I then asked if he'd be okay holding on to my birthday cake after I picked it up so he could bring it straight to the restaurant since he was meeting me and my friends there. He again said no. Thank God I have a solid group of friends who helped me with the planning and the logistics of the day as my boyfriend was nowhere to be found. Now, at the actual dinner, he asked if I'd noticed anything new about him. He then proceeded to point out that he'd gotten a new haircut, a new outfit, new cologne, and a new iPhone 15 Pro Max. He didn't bring a present to the dinner. During dinner, I asked him if he'd be okay covering my meal, to which he said, of course. Tell me why, when the bill came, this man didn't even lift his pinky finger. The silence went on for so long that one of my guy friends volunteered to help cover the bill.
Oh my days. I was
mortified.
God. Oh no.
They finally agreed to split it in half and sort out the rest of the details over Venmo. It's like Cash App. To be fair, there were 10 of us at dinner and the restaurant was pricey, so I didn't expect him to cover the whole bill. The day after my dinner, we were FaceTiming and something fell off. My intuition just told me to ask about the bill. So I asked, did everything get sorted out with the bill? And he assured me that my friend had Venmo'd him. I noticed his answers were evasive. So I finally asked how exactly they split the bill. He then tells me that my guy friend had Venmo'd him back the entire amount he paid at the restaurant. So he ended up not paying for anything. I froze.
Sorry, hold on. You're saying that he was actually the friend that paid for everything?
For everything. So basically, he said that he Venmo'd the guy friend money. But in fact, the guy actually Venmo'd him back all of the money. So it meant that the guy friend basically paid for the whole thing.
Okay. Guy friend.
Yeah, he said, and not paying anything. I froze. I was seeing red. If smoke could have been coming out of my ears, it would have. Just last night, this man assured me that the very least he'd cover both of our meals. He ordered not one, but two starters.
Of course.
I didn't even order two starters and it was my birthday. I calmly told him to immediately Venmo my friend our portion of the bill and send proof. I was physically disgusted by him after finding out. I've never experienced ick like this in my lifetime. I went radio silent for about 2 days before picking up my stuff from his place and telling him it was over. I told him that I knew I could have waited until the weekend and gotten my birthday presents from him before breaking up. But being around him at all just disgusted me.
That's even if there is a birthday present. There's nothing.
Exactly.
There's nothing there. Please.
I also told him that his actions reflected poorly both on him and me. He, of course, took no responsibility. From what I found out, my friends didn't even want to stress me about the bill. So they covered the whole thing, including his portion. If I hadn't asked, he never would have told me. And neither would my friends. They're such a solid group of people. What shocked me most was that me and all my friends are students in med school and he works in tech. No one at the table had a source of income.
Hold on, which tech? Which tech?
T-Mobile.
Orange.
Oh, LinkedIn.
Which of the tech?
Which of the tech? Are you silenced or silent?
Are you silent or silenced?
Period. Cool, yeah. So no one at the table had a source of income except him. He was literally showing off all his new stuff at the dinner and couldn't even be bothered to pay for his food. My blood pressure was rising. No, my blood pressure is rising again as I'm typing this.
I hear it. It's in my own.
When I told my mum, she said that maybe he was confused after my friend Venmo'd him and thought he didn't owe anything. This grown man knew he sat at a table full of students and thought they decided to pay for his two starters with money they don't have. I truly do not believe for one second that he's that stupid. I've been in a similar situation with both friends and acquaintances, and we've always text each other afterwards to see what we owe. He should have known that him not paying anything made absolutely zero sense. Additionally, if he had genuinely been confused about whether the bill was sorted, he would have been upfront about it when I asked him. He was lying by omission. I'm just upset with myself that I took things getting this far for me to end it. There were other events leading up to this, but this just took me over the edge. I feel like my memory of this year's birthday is tarnished, and now I get upset every time I think about it. I wouldn't say I dodged the bullet. He definitely got me good, but I don't think I was wrong to end things. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Hopefully you see this. Thanks in advance for your advice.
Sis, you did well.
You did the right thing.
You did what any of us would do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because why are you coming? First of all, you know when... I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where...
I probably have.
You're at a dinner. And then there's just one random older person.
One stray.
One, not even stray, but like maybe someone's older boyfriend that is much older than everybody. Because obviously you said that everybody there is med students. And it's like, and you're just thinking, who's this bum at the table? And I'm just thinking like, you say that you work, like he said that he works in tech. Like, what's he doing? Like, not to say that someone working and people in med school can't be the same age. But in my mind, I'm just thinking that...
No, but you can be... Oh, you know how med school, like, yeah, you can be
no,
older.
I know, but I'm saying that in my mind, when I was reading this, he was giving me...
Older person... That's leeching off of...
That's leeching off, just wants to be there. Come there, I've got my iPhone 15. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He does that.
No substance, but the iPhone 15.
Yeah.
Just doesn't like you enough, I think. Because, like, genuinely, I'm just like, why would you disgrace me like that if you actually liked me? Do you know what I mean? That's so embarrassing. Like, you've embarrassed me. Also, on top of that, you don't want to spend the time before my birthday with me, the time after my birthday with me. Like, you just don't care. Like, you couldn't even pick up the cake. He did nothing. All he did was come, eat, didn't pay, and left.
The birthday thing that he said that he had planned for you, he's saying that his friend is in town. Which friend?
Please. And the friend is in town for a week. You can spare a couple of days. I think you made the right decision. Also, you said that there were other situations leading up to this as well. And this one just took you over the edge. And by the sound of this story alone, I don't even... Yeah, I think what you've done is right. And also, even if he does have all that stuff, you know how like you always say, like, it's not even just about if you've got... the money. If you're the type of person where you're selfish or you don't like to, like you're selfish, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Like, there's no point being with someone like that. Nah, man.
Facts.
You got out there scot-free, chair. Yeah, 3 months.
Well done.
Beatrice,
anything? Bro. Anyway, you know, people have been saying that I'm too triggered. Oh. All I'm going to say is for these sort of situations, let me keep quiet when it comes to men and money. But all I'm going to say is you did right because I've been there. It ain't good, sis.
Yeah.
It ain't good at all. Oh gosh, but yeah, man. Yeah. It's well.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the dilemma.
Yeah, man. Damn.
I was going to ask a question off the back of that and I forgot. Oh, would you expect your man to pay to cover the bill?
No. That's ridiculous. No.
What, for like the whole table?
Yeah. 10 people at high end.
Him, yeah, but not the whole table.
You'd expect you and him to... You'd expect to cover part of them, like a birth, cover the whole bill.
No, she said just her and
sorry,
the guy.
But if it was just you and the guy eating, is that what you're saying?
No, if we were in a thing like that,
yeah.
And then like, well, nowadays I don't even want to bring anyone out and me not, you know, contribute.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that if there was a situation where people were like splitting the bill and it was my birthday, my mom could pay for me and his meal.
Sorry, I get what you mean. So your man just covers you and him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got you. To be fair, I don't know. When it comes to like birthday meals nowadays, like I'm not... Obviously, I'm going to attend if someone invites me. I'm not saying I'm going to attend your birthday meal. But I'm definitely of the opinion now when it comes to birthdays, like unless it's a holiday or something where it's like a proper like planned out thing, I'm not for the whole making people spend like ridiculous. You know how like some people be inviting you to Nobu and like you're paying £120? Like, I'm not for that nowadays. Like, I get it. Like, it's nice to go to those high-end restaurants, but like, I just feel like for birthdays, I'm now of that opinion where it's like my birthday, I would try to do as much as I can to like cover it. Because I don't know, for me, and I think this is something that I was trying to express myself on one of the previous dilemmas I don't know if it was Patreon.
No, it wasn't Patreon.
This one, the live episodes. I remember people commenting.
Oh, live.
One of the normal Monday episodes, people were commenting, you know, about the birthday where the girl was saying that her best friend doesn't ever celebrate her birthday. And
the Usher one.
One of the things that I was trying to say, which I didn't like convey properly, was the fact that for me, when it comes to birthdays, like you guys were saying that it's really good for someone to like ask you like, oh, what are you doing for your birthday and stuff. But like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I always, if I want to celebrate my birthday, I'm going to dictate it. Like I'm not going to wait for someone to dictate how I celebrate my birthday. So like, if birthdays mean a lot to me, if I'm like, I love birthdays, I'm going to do something. Just like, for example, your birthday, you love your birthday and you're like, I want to do something. I want to do a holiday. I'm going to organize and plan this. So for me, when it comes to like celebrating my birthday now at this age that I'm and the stage that I'm at, I'm very much like, I'm going to organize something and I want people to come. I want people to relax. I want people to just enjoy, have good vibes. And it doesn't feel like a burden. Not trying to say like meals are a burden all the time, but you know what I mean? Like you dictate your mood. So for me, when it comes to birthday things now, I'm not really fooled. Like I said, I'll go to a birthday dinner, but it's not really like my thing anymore. Like I love birthdays where it's like someone's organized something. They've taken the time to like say like, I want to celebrate my birthday with you guys and you guys are like a part of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's quite like smooth sailing because boy, I have had some birthday dinners when I was younger where we were all hanging around. We're all adding up the £2 and the £4.
One birthday. It's
Smolensky's in London Bridge or whatever it is. Bro, on the Strand. That one.
Yeah.
Bro, we were up and down. We were so baff.
We were calling parents.
We were so baff. Like where
this thing. I remember that one. Yeah.
I can't actually remember. It was a large group. Yeah. I can't remember how it even panned out. But do you know what I mean? Like, all this sort of thing, I'm just like,
Whole like,
we were young, so
that one can get away with it. Calculating how.
Yeah. That's why when it comes, when we go out now, it's just a case of splitting. And the thing is, it's okay though, because I understand.
Yeah, that's true.
It's okay if you make it away. Like, by the way, guys, I haven't got money. Like, I've got to pay
my not even just that. Like, sometimes, for us.
You can tell.
Not even.
If someone just has shrimp, one starter and shrimp, and you're having cocktails, you won't go, hey, let's split. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll be looking at the system to see. Getting starter, we're all getting main, nod. Okay, cool, we're good.
Not even just that, though. But I think, like, with certain people, like, or certain groups, like, when we go out, I know it's a splitting thing. Like, for example, when we went to Marb's for my birthday, every meal that we had, it was just a split equally. It doesn't matter if this person's had two cocktails and one's had one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's because that's what we do as our group. Yeah. If I now enter a different group or if another external party that is not normally somebody that comes out with us, I will now be like to that person, like, oh, how do you want to do it? Just in case that they maybe were calculating, okay, I have £43.22 and this thing has come up to £41 before you now start splitting and it's £60 and the person's just looking.
But like for me anyway, I use the method of assessing roughly like,
yeah, like how what we've eaten. Because
like I clearly see it when, you know, sometimes, for example, I remember, I can't remember what it was, but sometimes I'll go out and I'm like, I'm actually not, I'm just going here to be here. But like, I'm not actually hungry. Like, I go through phases as well where like, if I've eaten something that's like, not maybe not settled right or something, I just won't eat properly at the meal. So like, for that one, I can't lie. If you guys see me just ordering what do you call it?
Chicken wings.
And then you're there ordering six cocktails. How many, then, I get that. Normally the spitting type, but you kind of clearly see I'm going through something. Like, you can clearly see I'm not eating. My tummy ain't right, man. Do you know what I mean? I've got my modem in my bag. Like, what's going on?
That we went in
Nigeria,
on.
What the heck?
Start up back. There was one holiday that we went on and we like joined up with another group. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I can't lie. At that point as well, I think I had like, maybe I was like a year out of uni or something.
Yeah.
And like, I had a very set amount on that trip for spending money.
Yeah.
Oh my day.
Yeah. And I think as well, we weren't even that hungry.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We weren't hungry. We didn't just hardly ate anything.
We just went to be like, let's.
But
we ended up splitting the bill seven ways or whatever. And I was just looking at my total, like, this ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's a bit techie.
But anyway, thank God we delivered from that now.
No, for real, for real. But anyway, guys, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. As always, make sure you guys, like we said in the beginning, follow us on our socials. Yes. That's the Uncut Podcast. Everywhere we are there. You'll find us there, apart from Facebook. Sorry, we're not activating that one for now. But make sure you guys follow us there. Make sure you guys leave reviews. Make sure you guys share this episode with your friends and families. Yes. And if you guys are loving this one and can't wait until the following Monday, make sure you sign up to our Patreon, the Uncut Podcast. You'll be able to see the backstage access to the podcast where you get an extra episode every week, and also you'll be able to speak to us directly just with us, etc. And lastly, most importantly, make sure you guys come down to see us at our live show at Islington Assembly Hall on Tuesday, 21st of May. We're super excited to see you guys in person, and we really, really want to see everyone there. So make sure you guys grab tickets whilst they are out. And yeah, that's basically it. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you in our next episode.
Bye. So I'm gonna get that.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.